Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. It is Wednesday and time for Wednesday Wisdom with Deborah Leanne. And on this second last Wednesday of the month of March, our theme is still balance. And a key thing that I learned from my business coach the other day is that balance isn't really possible. So let's dive in, but first let's get more into our bodies than maybe we have been for a big part of the day. And by that I mean I'd like you to take a deep breath and hold it and feel it in your lower belly, just like you're doing yoga. Breathe all the way in, down, and back. If you can, wiggle your hips a little slowly back and forth in your chair, forward and back. You can rock just like you would be rocking a baby. Feel your legs strong and connected to the earth. And feel your feet planted as if they are truly planted into that beautiful magnetic crust of Mother Earth. It's a beautiful time of year. While we're having temperatures in the 70s, just a few states away in Colorado, they're getting 2 feet of snow. And some people are enjoying, you know, really, really warm temps. So it's all over the place, and that is spring. That is spring in our country. And there's a beauty about it. The reason why month of March feels like the time to look at the topic of balance is because we have the equinox that we just celebrated last weekend. And during this time where our days and nights are relatively close in the amount of hours per day, we also had this week a full moon and a lunar eclipse. And a few asteroids that came really, really close. Well, I mean, not that close that we were in any danger, but closer. I think they were like the third closest of the ones that they've ever tracked. So that's pretty fascinating. It's been a big week for planetary and nature's messages for us. And how do I believe that shows up in our lives? Is I'm noticing there are so many choices of things to do every day, every night, conferences, networking, opportunities to go to all kinds of speaking opportunities. There's meetups, there's hikes, lots and lots more hikes than there were just even 2 months ago. And as that picks up, as so also has business for many of us. We're feeling the crunch on top of that to get spring cleaning done and our taxes prepared. So there's a lot of physical deadlines. There's also the maybe we want to be in good shape by our summer vacation. And so there's a physical desire to shift and change the way we eat, the way we move. There's also, for me especially, I'm really struggling with how much of the doing and being part of my business makes sense. I know that when I push and shove and send too many strong messages out requesting people to connect with me or whatever, it's feeling very forced, and that actually works against me. People unsubscribe. People choose not to meet up with me versus sitting back and doing nothing, which actually is kind of nice. A couple of my recent clients came to me because they found me. It wasn't through maybe through efforts and seeds that I planted in the last year or so, but it was more organic. And that feels nice to be approached, and it felt more like I was on the receiving end versus on the out there giving end. Yet, when we look at how much of our week we spend in work, how much of it we spend in that work time even of doing, versus do we take 10 minutes, an hour to get up, stretch, look out the window, walk away from the computer, get a glass of water, take care of any of our biological needs, step outside, take a breath. This is the kind of balance I'm talking about, and it's not really possible to do half of our time looking out the window during the workday. I mean, maybe if you're a writer, it could actually really help to go into that creative space where you're able to hear the inspiration and feel the nudges of what wants to happen. There is a time and space for that every day, though, I believe. And there's going to be times where we have to do to get things complete so that we're leaving things in good shape before we head out of town, for example. Product launches, you know, getting prepared for a big presentation. There is a need to be out of balance during those times. And then afterwards, you know, taking the time to catch up with yourself, give yourself the self-care of sleeping in late one day, maybe walking slower than you normally do to just allow the pace to be pleasurable versus all about just the fitness. And I guess what I'm saying is, in the past, I used to believe that if I looked at my calendar and I color-coded things based on volunteer time, family time, friends time, spiritual me time, work, business building, business serving. And when I would look at that, there would always be way more of one thing or another. And at that time, that was the way my life was. My family was a big priority. I didn't need to do as much money-generating types of activities because I was blessed to be in an opportunity where that was not the primary focus. It wasn't my purpose at the time, and it wasn't my main drive. That's shifted now. I have a lot less opportunity to play mother, which I miss sometimes desperately. And I will drop things pretty much to take a call from one of my daughters. And there is no excuse not to focus a lot more time on, you know, creating what I need to get done for the new focus of my website and get the writing outlines done for the books that I want to write this year. I mean, it's all percolating within me, and yet when I set aside time on the calendar to say this is a day of creative, inspirational activities, no business meetings. And what did I do? You know, I took phone calls. I helped support somebody through some stuff and reviewed some information so that I'm prepared to present at a meeting tomorrow. Those kinds of things. I found myself drawn to that because that to me is also pleasurable. So what I'm trying to say is when we look at ourselves in terms of balancing, whether it's personal and professional life or, you know, how much time you spend with your family versus social versus spiritual versus health-related activities. I mean, there's lots of ways that those can be diced and sliced up, and yet we may find that everything doesn't come out to a perfect 20% of our time for each of those things. And this is the piece that I want to allow you to be gentle with yourself. The biggest thing that I have been working with for myself and with my clients is around balancing our masculine and feminine, which to me is also the physical and the divine. and the logical and the inspirational and intuitive, the doingness and the beingness. If we were doing both at the same time, what would that look like? If we were in one leg in our masculine and one leg in our feminine and moving forward in our power center, very grounded, who would we be? I'm here to tell you that that is what the perfect union is. The marrying of these arts and science parts of our brain, the marrying of our heart and our body and our intellect. Each of these pieces has a role to play. And what if it was one beautiful performance where each of those players got to be who they are in their totality? We might have certain solos where the intellect steps out on stage and does something totally brain-wise oriented. We might have a place where we truly stop, breathe, and allow for our body's wisdom to tell us what's next. And by opening our heart and connecting to others and connecting to the divine, to connecting to all of our resources, inner and outer, that's where I'm going. That's the journey I'm on. Because the more where I can be in my both and at the same time, and I love this. Rachel Jane called it the other day on a call, that she has a state of the union time set aside with her husband so they can talk about their union. Not necessarily business. It's really about their relationship. And even though they work together, they have work meetings. Those are set aside at a different time on the calendar each week. But the state of the union is for them to talk about them. And this is what I was wondering. What if we had a state of the union check-in with all of us, all of our parts, especially the masculine and feminine energies within us? And we may find that today I want to be a little bit more on the doing side so I can get a lot done, really focused, very active, and yet by balancing and pulling in my open-hearted, physical, staying in my body groundedness, I can even be more effective in that space. So I'm playing with this and trying to find my unique blend, because I have a feeling that when we blend those energies, especially as we turn on our own light in our home, our creative center, our power center, our womb space, whatever you want to call that part of your beautiful creative center of your body, when we turn that on, there is no yin-yang symbol, I believe. It's one. It's the universal one. And how can we function as a full and whole and holy instrument when we are doing what we're here to do? Giving and receiving, just like we breathe. Being still and being active. Moving forward with a very clear purpose in a very connected and collaborative way. All of those pieces are critical. Not one's better than the other. So I'm going to leave you with that. Let's just stop at that and see where this takes us. I'm going to continue playing with it, and the next week I'm going to report back with you on how this is working for me. I'm stopping on that teeter-tottering of right, left, good, bad, doing, being, physical, divine, toggling between one or the other, and I'm going to stand in the middle of all of me and shine my light from that space. Let's see what happens. I look forward to talking to you more about this. Feel free to connect with me on my Facebook page, Deborah Leanne, the Women's Leadership Catalyst, or at Deborah@DeborahLeanne, or just by responding when you see this, wherever you see this podcast show up. I'd like to hear from you and find out if you are taking this challenge and what's your report. Let's talk soon. Take good care. Bye-bye.